You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey, Bold and the Beautiful fans, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and oh my goodness, CBS was so late and stingy about spoilers for this week, but I finally have them all. I'm excited to unpack them for you, as well as some goodies for the following week, so consider this a combined weekly and two-week spoilers video since everything kind of came in at once. If you have not, please reach down, click subscribe so you don't miss anything. Let's jump right in. I'm just going to touch on Monday in case you've not seen it. So Deacon and Finn got that info from Homeless Tom. They went into the creepy building with their phone flashlights. And guess what? They found Sheila, or what looks like Sheila, but Deacon was quick to confirm it. He pulled off her boot and her socky, and sure enough, he saw that missing little piggy, and they knew it was Sheila, who Finn interestingly called Mom, which was very interesting. Meanwhile, Liam had lunch at Il Giardino with Dollar Bill Spencer, and they were talking about his waffling ways, and it was very interesting to watch Bill try to justify and rationalize waffling as an okay thing to be doing, because as we know, Bill is the king of waffles and taught his son to be that way. So he's totally, you know, telling him it was cool what he did. And it's totally not. Bill's going to take off. And that leads us into what goes on Tuesday, because on April 30th, which is season 37, episode 152, we got Ivy Forster showing up at Il Giardino. She sits down at the table with Liam, and they chat, and then she lip locks him, and it looks like Steffi shows up and has resting bee face about it. Boy, she is not happy. Meanwhile, unconscious Sheila Carter gives Deacon and Finn a real scare, and they're very worried she may not survive the ordeal. Finn quickly realizes she needs to be taken to the hospital ASAP for immediate medical attention, and that's what the guys do. Just a side note, on Tuesday and Wednesday, more possible preemptions for European football, aka soccer, in Mountain Pacific, Alaska, and Hawaii time zones. I'm still on the West Coast, and my DVR, they had a scroll going across my DVR here that said that it will be preempted tomorrow. So if you are in those time zones, your YNR and your B&B may not be where they should be. Go to Paramount Plus. If you have an account, if you have Walmart Plus, you get Paramount Plus for free. And if not, you should be able to go to CBS.com and watch it without logging in. That's what they do for preemptions. All right. So Wednesday, May 1st, again, possible preemption depending on your time zone. Season 37, episode 153. Ridge and Steffi talk, and they are very worried about Deacon's influence on Finn, because Finn, you know, keeps running to his beck and call. As far as Steffi knows right this minute, Finn's at the hospital. He's not. He's well, okay, I take that back. By then, he probably is at the hospital, but with his mother, his nine-toed maniacal mother, he's not there doing his rounds like he told his wife he was going to do. And it looks like it's going to be next week before word spreads about Sheila's survival, just based on the spoilers that we have for the rest of this week that I'm about to share with you. Ivy and Liam continue chatting at Il Giardino. They talk about their past. I wonder if we're going to get some flashbacks. Oh my gosh. If we get flashbacks, I hope and pray that they do the one where Liam told Steffi that he married Ivy to keep her in the country, and she backhanded him like he was a terrible stepchild that she was doing bad things to. That was probably one of my favorite Steffi slaps of all time. And Steffi is, you know, the queen of slaps. Thursday, May 2nd, 2024, episode 154 of the current season. Sheila Carter at the hospital. She's awake, it looks like, and lucid. And if you were wondering if she was going to have amnesia, no, she's fine. So she talks to Deacon and Finn about what's happened to her over the past 2 months. That was a whole lot of scraps and food stuff lying around. So interestingly, since sugar only planned to be gone probably a day or so, that was a whole lot of snackage. But I'm sure that Sheila is starving to death and, you know, malnourished and dehydrated, all that. But she has the energy to tell her lover and her son everything that sugar did to her. Meanwhile, Steffi corners Ivy and demands to know what her intentions are with Liam Spencer. But I hope that Ivy tells her it's a big old basket of Nunya business, because Steffi's not with Liam and it is none of her business. Of course, she's going to make it her business because Steffi makes everything her business. That's what our girl does. Friday, May 3rd, 2024, season 37, episode 155. We've got Steffi and Liam talking, and I wonder if she is going to be dissing Ivy and telling him stay away from her, blah, blah. Anyway, Liam and Steffi are talking about how great their kids' lives are going to be because they're going to be growing up in a world that is free of Sheila Carter. So even by Friday, they don't know yet that Nine Toes is alive. But you know how B&B works. The whole week, maybe one single day in terms of real time. But they are definitely counting their toes before they're hatched, because we all know Sheila's alive. What really stunned me was the stupid articles on big sites, non-soap sites, big sites that are announcing, big shocker, Sheila's alive, fans stunned. No, they weren't. No, they weren't. Only people that write for those big sites that don't actually watch the show, the soaps, you know, they get these press releases like the one about Kimberlyn Brown and Sheila being alive, and they report it like it's, you know, whatever the network says is gospel. And it's just not true. And you guys know it. We all knew for quite some time that Nine Toes was alive and well. So the week of May 6th through 10th, next week, we have Liam Spencer, of course, thrilled. There's a gorgeous woman in town who wants him. Best of all, somebody he hasn't had the chance to impregnate yet. So that would be great if he went for a trifecta of babies, one from each of the women he's been married to. He's got a Steffi baby. He's got a Hope baby. Where's that Ivy baby? We'll see. Steffi has already grilled Ivy at this point on why she's back, but Ivy's not going to back down. And I believe she's going to start actively pursuing Liam next week. And he's probably going to enjoy that, maybe because he really wants a relationship with Ivy, wants to do over, or maybe because he sees that Ivy's presence is making Steffi jealous. And we all know he's been trying to steal her from her husband for, I don't know, the better part of a year now. So yeah. And I do expect Steffi will explode on Finn for, first of all, even going out on the Sheila search with Deacon. And then second of all, for actually finding her in time to save her life. But Finn, I don't think, is going to give her a response that she's going to enjoy. I expect Finn is going to tell her if he didn't find Sheila when he did, she'd have died. And I suspect Steffi is going to say, well, that animal deserved to die. I don't think any of this back and forth is going to sit well with either of them. This is possibly a huge turning point for their marriage. And I do expect Finn to be at the hospital, checking on her, talking to Deacon, all that stuff. And to me, huge red flag that Finn went from calling out Sheila while they were walking around the building searching her to saying mom once he found her. And Steffi calling his mother an animal was echoing in his ears already when he found her, so he knows this is all going to be very hard for Steffi to hear, but I don't think it's going to change thing. He may dig in his heels for a change and tell her she's not the boss of him, but she thinks she is. We'll see how it goes. That is the spoilers we have for this week and next. Thank you so much for tuning in. Drop your comments on what you're excited to see. Subscribe if you haven't, and come back soon. We're here talking Bold and the Beautiful 7 days a week. And as always, I'm Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.